Hello, welcome to TTIGR, that time I got reincarnated podcast where everyone can come together and enjoy all things anime. My name's Rashawn and I'm here with Devante and Jamal. To find more content, you can check us out on YouTube, Spotify, Amazon Podcasts, and more. Thanks for listening and enjoy.
Yep, see what's up going on with this dude Yuji. And then, of course, I'm reading this One Piece and then this Boruto about to come out tomorrow.
Yeah, that like when from where it starts, like leaves off, like when... Like, because you know how Yuta's, like, he has exercised Yuji. Mm-hmm. It's just, like, it starts, like, right off the bat. Because you remember how at the end of the season, he claps or whatever, and then all those curses come up?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, he gets busy right away.
Okay. So. See how two main characters do when they get against each other.
That's what I don't understand, is how do we have two main characters? Do we got have three. Two, we got three, because Gojo also.
Yeah, I'm saying, you know, we got three main characters.
Like... Because, yeah, Yuji's like, it's like main character with an asterisk, and then main character with two asterisks. Like. Yeah,
it's like Ed, Edd n Eddy. Yeah.
No, there's I was at a gas station or whatever, and the soap dispenser said Gojo, and I didn't have my phone on me because I was about to take a picture of me not being able to touch it.
Oh, wow. That's stupid. But you're right, though. They do be saying that.
Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, shit.
I was just telling Jamal, like, we might have to do some, like, manga chapter reviews. You know what I mean? Because, like, you know, just off of, you know, I need to catch up on that JJK. Yep, so some stuff to catch up with. Yep, and then, you know, of course, keep up with that One Piece. And then I know y'all don't look at that Boruto, but that Boruto's snapping too, dog.
Yeah,
man.
You're alone.
Yeah, you're alone, soldier. Yeah. On
that Boruto is just...
I did not watch Naruto, so...
I basically got the Spark Notes on Naruto. Like,
yeah. I'm actually rewatching Naruto right now, too.
Niggas gonna watch Naruto more times
than we
even thought about watching Naruto.
Hey, man, like, that's one of them shows. Like, that... And then I try to rewatch Bleach, but Bleach is, like... To me, it's third in the big three for a reason.
Oh, for real.
Like, people try to argue about Bleach. And I saw someone say...
It's like, oh, you can watch all the big four. And I was like...
The big four?
Like, who is the big four?
Who's the fourth?
They said Dragon Ball Z. They were like, Naruto, Bleach, Dragon Ball Z, and One Piece. Yeah. I was like, Dragon Ball Z is not part of the big three. No, like,
Dragon Ball Z is numero uno.
Yeah. I definitely say it's the four pillars.
Big three.
I definitely say it's the four pillars of anime if you want to
do that. Yeah, if you want to do it that way, but...
Yeah, I'd say, like, if you were to do a four pillars of anime, yeah.
I would maybe take Bleach out and switch that in with, like...
And that's the thing, man. I'm not gonna lie. I could like switch it. I would say
MHA or well, just I'm thinking New Age stuff.
Well, New Age stuff. Nah,
that's why they got that like Senator Six. What is it?
Yeah,
like, JJK, Boruto, MHA, Demon Slayer,
Black Clover,
and.
Yeah, Black Clover actually was snapping off too.
I'm not gonna finish that.
Yeah, it's gonna be coming back out. So you said JJK, Demon Slayer, MHA, Boruto, you said Black Clover, and then I guess I would say Fire Force, which...
Is
Fire Force is snapping too, I ain't gonna lie. Season 3 about to come out.
Is it?
Yeah, that's true. Is it? They announced Season 3, but there's no confirmed date, so we might see it 2025.
Weren't they saying Attack on Titans was part of the Sinister Six? But everyone was like, it can't be because it came out like...
It came out. A little too early.
It came out way earlier. They just took forever to finish that shit.
Yeah, because they came out earlier than MHA.
Yeah, they just decided, hey, let's wait 4 years before giving y'all a season two. Yeah. All right, we give y'all a season two. And now let's wait, like, make our fourth season last 3 years.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Hey, man, I was all about it. Now it's over. It's crazy that it's over now. But, man, Attack on Titan.
I'm
actually going to rewatch that, too, at some point. Not right now, but I'm going to rewatch that, too. Oh, man, no. Man,
whack is definitely the wrong words.
That's got to be one of the greatest stories ever told.
Like,
whack. What is that? Whack.
Your shoes, whack. The way you do your nose, whack.
Me, I hate the way I'm you talk, the way that you walk. The way I hate the way that you dress. No, yeah. I would have to say the greatest stories ever told. The greatest stories ever told, I would have to say, yeah. And not even in particular order, but definitely One Piece is out there. Attack on Titan, Naruto, and the greatest stories ever told. It's definitely not Bleach. And I love Dragon Ball, but it's definitely not Dragon Ball.
No, yeah, the storytelling isn't really there like that.
And they do got a little story too, I ain't gonna front, but it's not the best story. It's not like a contender for story.
Dragon Ball is what compare your power level to.
Oh, yeah, that's, definitely. They're the benchmark, for sure. They're the benchmark.
You're saying you're stronger than Dragon Ball? Give me a feat.
Yeah.
Let me, when I need to see you destroy a planet first.
Right. Yeah, literally. Literally.
It's like, oh, One Punch Man stronger than Goku. Really? Because where has he proven that?
Yeah.
Show me. Yeah, he hasn't, but his power, you know. But that's the thing, if he gets hit by Goku, I don't think he's going to be able to
do it. I don't know. I seen some spoilers with him and Goro, whatever his name, fighting in outer space, whatever. I seen Goku make galaxies out of his own power.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah, he did. Yeah,
you know what I mean?
So he's angry. Like, this nigga just like created an entire multiverse
in a timeless void. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like in a void, like it was like a void in space.
He defeated a timeless void.
Yeah. So it's like I don't know. I've seen Goku.
He defeated a multi-dimensional void with somebody that had control of it and punched him through said multi-dimensional void. Yeah.
These Dragon Ball characters are different.
That's what I'm saying. In all honesty, you know, Yamcha's like super weak in their universe. He go to a lot of other universes and knock motherfuckers out.
Yeah. He's packing a lot of people. Like him and Krillin are packing a lot of people.
Oh, yeah. Krillin for sure. Like,
that's what there's like a lot of people have been trying to debate, like Krillin versus Kaido in One Piece. I'm just like, I'm sorry, Krillin's taking that.
Yeah, Krillin has that.
Krillin's taking it.
I'm just saying that destructo dance.
Like, he's taking it.
Chopped in two, nigga. Like, no straight more. Up.
Yeah. Like,
you're not recovering.
Yeah, that. It's like, yeah.
Man, your hockey isn't really working on this, man. He's seen Goku fight gods. Like, you're not scaring him.
Yeah. Yeah, he's seen a lot more scary stuff.
I'm good on you.
Yeah, what? I'm good. Oh, wait, we're boxing? Let's run the runs.
You can literally sense your power level.
Like, I am a human. And I was fighting aliens that eat people. I got blown up twice.
Multiple times he's died. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I've been shanked. I've been blown up.
So, that's why, like, there's not a lot of people beating Dragon Ball characters. They do set the bar. I'm just trying to think, like, there's got another one. I don't have it on my list here, but story-wise, there's another one out there. I'll come up with next time. MHJ is going on right now, but I think that's been okay. There's
been a little bit of death MHJ's in that
been
one.
Fire. I don't know what you're talking about.
I haven't watched the like, I think the it's been okay. Episodes.
I think it's
like, I think the last one or two I haven't
those
seen.
Those are both really good episodes. I think
because like really there was a week where they didn't drop an episode and I haven't seen since then.
Because I think like that weeks. Fight with Dobby and Todoroki. Should have been just a little better.
Yeah.
Don't lie.
But I still.
It was a lot of dialogue for that fight, which I know it got to be there.
It had to be there because, you know.
He killed him.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, you gotta get those backstories in, finish them out. They're brothers.
I just thought that Dobby was about to go off, though. Like, as far as action wise, I thought he's about to go off.
I thought Todoroki was going to have that, like, really. Like, I mean, he
put
had
in that
it,
work.
He had put in some work, but, like, I thought it was going to be, like, a couple episodes, like, Todoroki getting his ass whooped before
I thought he was going to have to put in that work to beat Dobby. But I mean, again, it was all right overall. And then, I think it's about to get stupid nasty, though. I do think it's about to get nasty. Because even with that last episode, when Endeavor was trying to tee off on One For All.
See, yeah, I saw the beginning of that episode. I haven't seen that one,
dude,
though.
You haven't seen the whole thing? You said you haven't seen
Yeah, no, I saw that one.
I'm about to say, that was...
Yeah, no, that was good.
Yeah,
I like
that. And then, like, with the chick with the ear, how she lost her ear.
Yeah. Man. Which, I think it's, because it's about time for the rest of the class. They start getting their ass whooped.
like, finally y'all finally catching these hands.
This is doing something, because they've been out here not getting no injuries.
Yeah, literally none. Like, idiot, like leaving it to Deku and Todoroki
and Bakugo.
Yeah.
Bakugo? Bro.
I'm about to go home and watch it.
I ain't gonna lie. Bakugo's about to go through some shit.
Yeah, I've heard.
But,
I heard the manga's ending and something happened with Deku, so that's something I don't know.
Yeah, man, I had to download that manga plus. Yeah, nigga. I had to download that manga plus to see what happened. Like, nigga, how you have the most powerful quirk and you working at Burger King? What happened?
A lot of things. Save the world. And then he didn't want to be a hero anymore.
You can't, like...
I'm thinking, like, he saved the world and it took too much of energy to do it, so he lost all the power.
Nah, he still has the power, I think.
Yeah, you got the power, you working at Burger King, bro.
I think he might have traded. I don't know. I haven't seen it.
Detroit smash these nuts.
Oh, yeah, I'm about to find out. I said, I downloaded I straight up downloaded the manga.
Yeah, like, I got it.
I'm about to read it. I'm about to see what's up. Cause I was like, yeah, bro.
I know that.
Yeah, so, it's been a while. So, between that and then, like, Kaiju number 8, that's good. And then, I've been watching One Piece, of course. Yeah. Man, that's... And then I've actually been kind of catching up with Lauren too, because and Wano, they pretty much done with Wano dubbed. They have the where they're departing from Wano, so it's like that. I feel like that's crazy.
How many episodes? Because like you know, normally like shows are like
that pisses me off a little bit. Sorry, but, I'm gonna cut you off. We had to wait
years. 4 years. Wano was 4 years.
Bro, years.
It was 2019 to 2023. Years.
These niggas got it in 2 months.
Yeah,
all of it.
You're like, yeah. I had to suffer.
All of it.
Yeah, bro. You talking about waiting fight week to week for that? Oh, man. Especially when it's hype. There's a lot of hype episodes in Wano, bro. And it's like waiting week for week.
Now I got to go all the way back to where I stopped watching the English to watch it in English.
Yeah.
Which was in like the 600s.
Yeah, that was a while ago. Because now I think about it. I've been watching One Piece. I've been watching One Piece ever since like 2017 or
2018.
Yeah.
Bro.
I think you've been watching before, because I was watching in 2017. Oh, yeah. So you're watching like 2016. Like 2016. You know? Yeah, like, damn.
Bro, when is this shit going to end?
You know what I mean? Because I know when I got to the sub, they were in Dressrosa when I got to the sub, but they were on Whole Cake Island still, and that was going on 2017. Whole Cake Island,
Dressrosa, like it was before Dressrosa when I turned it to sub because I was pissed off. I was like, damn, I didn't caught up already.
Yeah, because you get so used to the dub, and then next thing you know, it's like,
this next episode is in Japanese. Do you still want to watch?
No. Yeah, especially after all that time, you do get used to the dub. You're like, yeah, you know, especially watching back to back. Yeah, man, like that's hundreds of episodes.
Hundreds of episodes. Y'all didn't change the voice on me like that.
Now you got thousands.
Yeah. Well, I mean, hundreds still. A thousand.
Yeah.
It's not multiple thousands.
It's not multiple thousands.
It's hundreds. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. No, it's a great time for you.
Tens of hundreds.
It's a great time for you to binge One Piece. Matter of fact, if I could wipe my memory
and watch it,
watch all that. Oh, that'd be crazy. You talking about the hype? And I think it was just because you know the progression, how it starts off. They start off like essentially they start off trash, and then by you know they get all the way, they fight and they get their way up, and the story progresses, and now it's like they were they deserve. You know what I mean? Like between the animation, the powers. You know what I mean? Like
we made it.
Yep.
There's only like two or three more people that we need to see evolve to their next level, and we need to see who that 10th person is going to be. Mm-hmm. Unless he's counting himself.
Yeah. So otherwise, I've been hearing like, I've heard definitely people like with Yamato maybe.
Yeah.
And then also Bonnie. So we'll see.
But with Bonnie, that'd be kind of broken because then they have two.
That's what I'm saying, dog. That's what I'm saying. She's got to be more broken than Luffy.
Dog, that's the most broken character of all. She turned into a Gear 5.
Yeah,
Gear 5 Bonnie, bro.
I saw that. That's what I was like. That's why I asked y'all, does anyone else have the same kind of devil fruits? Because, like,
bro. No, but hers is pretty damn broken.
Yeah, she controls all this. She is the number one controller of the Seraphim.
All the Pacifistas.
And Seraphim. Like, all of them. The whole.
I think she controls the Kuma one. Because I think anyone that looks like Kuma.
No, all of them. Even the little kid ones. Because they're all, it's the same hierarchy.
Well, no, because the hierarchy, at least how they explain it, was the Gorosei.
She was a Vegapunk. The Gorosei. For all of that. That was the.
See, I thought that was just a Pacifista. No. That's even crazy. That's even crazy. Like,
bro, including the little, yes, dog. She has like, she's a one-man army. Yeah. All in all, herself, she could take over.
Yeah, definitely.
And now she has Luffy's power, too. She could easily take over. Although, Luffy, and with this last chapter, him talking to the robot's about to go off.
Oh, yeah.
I'm
about to read that right now.
Oh, man. Yeah, that shit's.
Telling you,
man, it's about to go down. It's currently going down. It's not about to go down. But I can't wait to see this animated.
I'm just glad that we still got a little bit though. We still got a little bit because they still have to get the Elbath.
Yeah, but I feel like after Elbath, it's like over.
Yeah, there's not too much more. I don't think after Elbath.
That's what y'all think, and then
surprise us
because
we got another 1500 episode before we get to the One Piece.
There's at least Elbath, and then after that, it's like probably like the World War type deal between like everybody, you know what I mean? And then we'll probably see the grand, like Luffy's grand fleet, because he's got a grand fleet out there that hasn't been used yet.
He does.
You know what I mean? So probably after that, so we're in the final saga, but there's probably at least a couple arcs between the Egghead Elbaf, and maybe one to two more arcs. Maybe.
I can see it.
Yeah.
What do you think the final number of episodes is going to be?
The final number of episodes? 2,500. Will probably, yeah, I can see 2,500 for sure. We're already 1,100.
For two more arcs?
You talking about an arc? Shoot, though. How long was Wano again? Was 200 episodes.
I know, but two more arcs is going to go for 1,1400 episodes?
I can say we're probably...
Hold up. It's been 25 years since this shit has started.
He's on a generational run.
Nigga, there's no way it's going to go another
5 years?
25 years?
No.
No. The thing is people are...
I'm thinking at least 5 years.
Five more years, yes. Five more years tops. Yeah. Maybe, I say like 1,800.
Yeah, and you think there's 365? Well, no, there's not.
1,800 tops? Realistically, I'm thinking like...
1,800?
1,800 episodes of One Piece. I'm thinking
that's quick. That's quick.
That's like 600 more episodes away. Yeah. That's like 700 more episodes
that,
away.
That seems like that's one arc.
That's not that far. That's an extreme amount of time. Wano was 200 something episodes. That was 4 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was 4 years, guys. And it was every day. It was every week was going on.
Yeah.
So you're going to tell me that another 700 episodes? It seems soon?
It's too soon. It's too soon. It's too soon. I need this thing to go on for another.
People are honestly so invested in it, they're not going to fall off of it. Like,
I can see maybe 4 more years, 200 more episodes.
Yeah.
That sounds realistic.
That does sound.
1,300, 1,400, that's my realistic thought process.
1,500. They might even try to do like a just to make it a crazy number.
Actual episodes of One Piece, but chapter wise, it's gonna be like the 13, 14 ones because there's gonna be a lot of filler bullshit that they include. But like,
especially honestly, towards you get closer towards the end.
Yeah,
I definitely see that. But like, no, that does sound right because that would at least be another at least an anime years. four or five years
worth of animation to go on. And I mean, he's writing it, and we're getting those jump or whatever. I don't know what it's called.
What, the manga?
Yeah, the manga.
Yeah, the
jump piece.
Yeah, the Shonen Jump.
Shonen Jump, thank you.
Yeah. That's what I was like, what?
It's in the Shonen Jump like every other week or so.
Yeah,
so,
like look, every 2 weeks.
Like it's and it's hype. So I mean,
which because like with Dragon Ball and Boruto, that's monthly. Man, that kills, dog. Dude.
And then when the creator of Dragon Ball passed, we still ain't got another.
Yeah,
It's been months.
I'm ready for that Dragon Ball.
Yeah, I think we're
I'm ready for that Dragon Ball. But just outside of that, so watch that Remonster. That was good.
Yeah.
That was pretty good. And yeah. I like how what was old boy's friend's name?
Okichi.
Okichi. I like how like he actually was able to keep rising up. Yeah. He might not have been as strong as him, but like I just thought he was gonna leave everybody in the dust.
No, he's always like, he's like Minokichi now, like he's a Minotaur.
Yeah, but like, it's like, you know, it's like...
His whole squad was a beast.
Yeah,
everyone. Yeah, everyone.
Exactly.
He leveled up the whole thing.
That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Everyone saw him leveling up and they're like, I'm trying to get like that nigga.
Yeah, right? And especially old boy, he was like, man, I'm trying to beat you in a fight.
Like, I am trying to win.
Yeah, and he got strong, dog. He got strong as hell.
Like earth moves. Like,
yeah, dude.
Because his girlfriend or whatever, she's like the earth lord or whatever. Like,
yeah, he had to get that strong because otherwise he wouldn't pull nothing.
Pulling everybody.
Yeah, everybody. There was no chance. His gravitational pull was stupid.
how you smashing all these shit?
Yeah, for real.
It's like, how you got two girls that have a baby by you, and they ain't even the ones that sleep in the same bed as you?
For real.
I have another girl jealous because she's not pregnant also.
Right. That's what I'm saying. And you got sent like, you got such a...
Like,
when is it my turn?
Like straight up. Like, I'm like, yo... And then he has like they're like some of his kids are ogres and like only one is a human. Right. Like I'm like, how does she get a human baby? Bro,
this nigga got the rainbow human. That's
why I say that third episode when I first watched that because it gets with that one like deity or whatever Drew. Yeah, and then everyone's like, I wanna join, and I was like, oh what. Ariel just fell asleep when I was watching. I was like, I would have no way to explain this. Like,
bro.
I would have no way to explain this.
Yeah, bro. Sometimes it'd be like that. Like, you just got to watch the story, man. The story's good.
I watched the whole thing because I don't know what to tell you.
Straight up. Like, because all them girls wanted him. But, like, his powers got crazy towards the end. Like because he has, like, everything.
I think there's going to be another season.
I hope so.
I could definitely see that.
I could see the second season being, like, just gimmicky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like they've ended it.
Or kind of being something like Slime. How kind of they're doing, like, he's making his own, like, domain type deal.
That would be cool.
And then, like, they try to get into, like, more politics or something like that, and then maybe they have, like, a fight. I can see it really being, like, Slime, but it does have a different take from Slime.
Yeah.
It does have a different take. It's starting to get better now. Where I left off at was, actually, I'll pull it up. I left off where Diablo was fighting some of those Holy Knights. I said, I haven't finished yet, but, man, I was trying to finish it, and it was just getting so boring with the trying to do the dialogue and the freaking... I know I'll be the one like, you just gotta get through the dialogue, dog. But
sometimes it's just like
a lot of dialogue.
This slime dog was just.
I would only watch that when I had nothing to do. Oh, laser focused.
Yeah, cause see where I leave off at. I left off at episode 59, so there's 62 episodes, and it's like, you know, they're starting to fight now and bang it out, and like Rimuru was fighting an old girl. I think her name was Hinata.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're fighting and stuff like that, and. Mm. You know, she ended up getting a hole in her chest.
You're right.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. With the seven deadly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's like, I'm like, some stuff is happening now, but it's like.
You're literally at the park. You're at the park.
Yeah. So like, I'm continuing to watch it, but it's just like, man, for a minute, I was just struggling trying to get the. And I would, like, when I had nothing else to do, I'd be like, all right, I feel like watching something else, but I still got the slime on here. So let me just put this on real quick.
That's been me with Jobless Reincarnation.
Yeah.
Because I stopped at like episode 19.
See, you know, see, that John was reincarnation, because it was like that for me, too. I was like, Rudy, what are you doing? What are you doing?
You all right, nigga, you got a mom to go find. You got, like, we're a homegirl went out. You sitting here getting married, having a family.
I know, you got babies, literally forgetting goals, bro. Like, I don't know what you're doing, but he finally, you know, they finally start getting into it, and then they do finally start to go and look for his mom. So, it was like, okay, oh, yeah, no, it gets, no, it starts to bang.
Okay.
I want to just tell you what it happens,
man,
but
I'm gonna watch it.
Yeah,
I'm gonna watch it.
It does end in a good part, but that's why I'm gonna keep watching this slime, dude. But I feel like reincarnation had picked up faster to me than slime did.
See, slime only had, you're not wrong. Slime only had like a couple hype episodes, and then after this battle with everything and they find everything out, they go back to rebuilding their town. And that's more or less what they're focused on is that.
So. Yeah. Because, like, yeah, you know, I like slime, man. I've been there since, you know, season one. You know what I mean? I like slime.
Yeah.
But they need to pick it up.
I started watching it, and it's just not grabbing me.
It's not? Oh, man, season one, I was all over that.
I don't know. Like, the first couple episodes, I was like, okay. But then, like, it's, like, I'm at, like, episode 6 or 7, and I think I missed something, because I'm like, this shit's not making sense to me right now. So I might have missed something in an episode.
Yeah, getting into a little politic.
Yeah.
Bullshit a little bit.
Well, I don't think it's nearly as bad as season one. I think it's a lot of, like, you know, just him having his powers.
Yeah, he's learning, like trying to learn how to.
People around him and stuff like that. Like,
learning who's who.
Giving people names, and that gives him better powers.
Oh, like, yeah. That's why he gets come across this nigga Diablo. Or even, like, his like, front people now, the ogres and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They're beasts.
Yeah, he's another one. His squad is up, too. You know what I mean? That's why, like, that Remonster is pretty similar, but they do have a different spin on it. They definitely have a different spin. Because even with, oh boy, he eats everything. And then he gains the ability with the people he eat.
Everybody else is just training
on. That's what I was saying. That's what I was like. Because, like, at first when he would eat something, and he would get the powers. But, like, Gaokichi would eat it, and nothing would happen. I'd be like, at first, I didn't realize that that's his power from his other world, which is wild.
Which I kind of wish they had dove into that a little bit more. Because, like, bro, you had powers in your last life, and
like
you was in the kind of world, like, what was up?
He was getting shanked up.
Yeah.
What's like, going on before you die?
Like, what did you do to make her so mad?
Die, nigga.
Yeah.
A battle royale? Because that's what it looked like.
Because she is just straight up smiling, just shanking that fool.
Yeah. And he's like, I'm...
He's like, I'm about to die, yeah.
No ifs, ands, or buts about it. But he's lucky he was able to bring that power to the next world.
Yeah, that's why I just kind of wish I knew, like, why that he was able to do that.
Yeah, you know, kind of explain that connection. Like, why being able to bring that over? I think that'd be pretty interesting. But
that's an OP ability, because anything you eat, you get its power.
Like, yeah, I'd be more likely to eat a lot of things.
And that's why he ate everything.
Yeah,
I mean everything, bro.
Yeah, like he even tried. He was about to try to attack that deity, and luckily it gave it its horns.
Yeah, he was like, he wasn't ready for this. I wasn't ready for that smoke.
Yeah, he thought he was. He's like, after eating that, I realized, nah.
And then kind of outside of that, so one show that I've been watching, I kind of watched before, but I was kind of watching it again on Crunchyroll, was called School Rumble. And it was just like a slice of life one. It's a comedy. It's hella funny, I'm not going to lie. I was literally watching it. I'm going to the next episode. I can't watch anymore. Crunchyroll literally removed it while I was watching the show. They moved it off of the site.
Yeah, I would not know what to do.
Yeah, I was like, what's going on? I'm thinking, like, my internet going on? Like, what's going on? My app? I'm over here.
You're like, I was literally just watching this.
Like, I'm literally watching this show now.
You're
like,
the only one.
Like, we got one viewer. Let's just knock it. Let's take it off, guys. Just cut it out. There's no way he's watching right now.
I'm not going to lie. I was kind of hurt. I'm like, I'm literally watching this now. I've never had that happen to me, ever.
In the middle of the episode, just stops, like...
Yeah, it was like, dude. So, I wanted to kind of bring that up, because I was kind of salty on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, out of the new season, have you really watched anything?
The new season?
Yeah.
No, but I'll tell you what I am looking forward to in the new season. So, Tower of God Season 2. I'm saying. It's the new season.
Oh, you need to watch it?
Yeah.
Is that like a high school fighting game or whatever?
High school, not got a high school. No, that's not.
But Tower of God is that one's really good. I think I'm glad that season two's out because it's able to answer some. I'm hoping that it's able to answer some questions that I had. I would suggest watching it. It's fire. I'm not gonna lie. Especially when it starts off, man. It's
it keeps showing up on the Crunchyroll like at the top things. So I was like,
it starts off heavy.
Check that out.
Yeah, so that was when that did catch my eye, and I was like, yeah, let me come and I want to look at that one. That was on the list.
Did you watch
Sword?
Did you watch that time I got reincarnated as a Seven Prince? Now I can really work on my magic.
Bro,
that is a good one. I watched that one. Oh, yeah. That nigga had motherfuckers. That nigga's like, I could let this hit me so I could learn about it.
Let me just touch it.
I'm like, yo, he's willing to get hit by some super magical attack. Just to learn.
Hey, man. When you him, you him.
Because in his old life, he sucked at magic, apparently. And now, this life, he's really good at it.
And that's, again, another thing I find interesting. It's not like your old life, you come from the modern world. Like,
you had magic.
You come from a magical world already. So it's like, what was up with your world, dog? You're like,
what did you do?
There's a couple other good ones out this season, though. With Story of Wand and Sword, Fire. Mm-hmm. This one's fire so far.
Yeah,
it's kind of like MASH but realistic. He's a sword user in a magic world.
That's that one that is that the one that's like Black Clover a little bit.
Kind of,
Black Clover. Yeah,
Black Clover would be another really good way to. But like because he's using a sword, but it's hard.
His outfit kind of looks like the Black Bulls.
There's also the strongest magician. Is a human in the Demon Lords.
I did see that title too.
That one is kind of mid.
Okay.
I would wait. I would wait for that one. But, Tell Your Frame, I've been on that.
That's
I've
a good week to week,
that.
Huh? Yeah.
Is it?
On that. Nigga, the first episode, I was like, what? But then I happened to watch the first episode on the second episode day coming out.
He got that. You got that back to back treatment. Yeah. He's like, ooh.
Yeah. Like, I need to see what happens next.
I can see what happens next.
I literally watched it and it came out. Yeah. I was like, oh my God, thank you.
Yes.
That's a sign.
Yeah, for real. Okay. I'm going to have to pick that one out tonight.
I've been three episodes too.
It's
at that spot where it's like, all right, I can see if I like it or not.
And then, because what was it? What else was coming out here? Fairy Tale, that 100-Year Quest.
Oh, 100-Year Quest.
Yeah, but
I don't know if I'm gonna watch it.
I've seen that, but I haven't watched any of it. I watched Fairy Tale, so
it's been so long since I watched Fairy Tale, and like
I almost had me thinking like, should I rewatch Fairy Tale? But
I don't think I can.
That's what I was kind of thinking too, bro. Huh?
When I first watched it, like it was cool, but like now I don't think I like.
I liked it when I watched it, but I don't know if I want to rewatch it, so I might just pick up from where it's at because I know at this point.
Or fucking Yu-Gi-Oh.
I do.
Tried to watch Yu-Gi-Oh's? That shit is it's so hard.
No, I tried watching the newer Yu-Gi-Oh's over time.
I don't understand that shit.
They're trash. I'm not gonna lie. They're just trash. They're not like the original Yu-Gi-Oh for sure. But even then, I still haven't tried to rewatch the original. Yu-Gi-Oh.
I tried to, and I was like I got like I was watching like I got Duelist Kingdom Island or whatever, but after that, I was like, I remember why I stopped watching this. Like, I got to, like, Battle City, and I was like, I remember why I don't watch this anymore.
I stopped watching in Battle City, too. That mm-hmm. shit was just whack.
Only watching Card Game for so
long. Right, it's like, and the fact that nigga Yugi cheats like a motherfucker, like.
Yeah, over here making up his own rules.
Straight up, but that's what people say. It's like, if you think about it, in real life, there's a description on the cards. In their world, there's no description on this card. You just have to believe whatever the other person is telling you is true.
Yeah, literally, like, taking your word for it, bro. I'm like, let me see your cards, actually.
Right, like, actually, hold up, bro. Where's the explanation? Where's the effect?
The yeah. heart of the cards!
I know, he's just writing that into Will. Like
straight up, like, I could win if I get this card. Oh, I got that card.
Like, nigga, you a damn like,
nah, bro. You got that shit in ain't no one that lucky.
For real. All
right, Yugi. Or that fucking the thing.
Show
I'll
me your
never
deck.
Over
show me your deck, Yugi.
Is when Kaiba had the Blue Eyes Ultimate Dragon and Yugi fused his Mammoth Graveyard with some magic card, which you can't do. And it shot into Kaiba's dragon, and then the dragon started rotting. I was like, in what world?
Yeah, see, what happened was.
The rules that they gave us.
Yeah.
That's what I didn't like. That's yeah. why I stopped playing the card game and why I stopped watching the show.
Yeah, bro.
Like, it was something. I think it might have been something with that. They're like, you can't use that to revive. I was like, that's literally what they do in the
they
show.
They did it in the show.
That's not what. No. The show isn't canon. The show isn't canon? What?
No, I used to like the card game quite a bit. Card game was pretty hard because, you know, it's like.
Some dude just got arrested freaking out at one of those Yu-Gi-Oh competitions because he was about to lose. And I guess like he was winning at the time, but he was about to lose. And he was playing really slow to try and get the timer to go. And him and the dude got into it because he was like, dude, you're purposely stalling.
Right? Mm-hmm. Then you see that, I forget his name, but that fast-ass dude, track runner.
Noah Lyles.
Yeah, had the dual deck.
Yeah, he first race, he wins, pulls out Blue Eyes. I'm like, this nigga. Second race, wins, pulls out Exodia. I'm like, he about that life?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
he lucky he's good. Otherwise, they'd be talking mad.
Yeah, they'd be clowning him, but hey, this nigga's running with a Yu-Gi-Oh card on him and dusting y'all.
Hey, he's gonna heart of the cards, heart of the feet. Yeah, heart of the track. Yeah, dude. Yep, so there's a couple ones I'm looking forward to. Oh, and then what else I've been kind of watching? So a couple episodes of that Suicide Squad Isekai.
I started watching. So, I watched the first episode.
Hulu. Okay.
Yep. I say, like, I'm only on episode 2.
Suicide Squad Isekai?
Yeah, yeah. Straight up, it's the Suicide... Yeah. It starts off like the regular Suicide Squad, you know.
Harley Quinn and Joker.
And then Harley Quinn gets picked up. And then they're doing all this stuff. They end up in a new world because it's Isekai, right? And then one of the dudes is like, well, I believe it's called an Isekai. And I was like, yo, what?
Yeah.
Because they're in some magical world, and they're just like, my thing is...
some mission that...
Yeah, where did Deadshot get the guns? Because Deadshot is cuffed up, and then next thing you know, he's popping niggas. I'm like, where did he get those from? But yeah, Suicide... Yeah, it's funny, because the dude's like, I believe it's called... Like, they say it's now known as an Isekai.
Because like, they do have some Hulu originals. Which, you know, they're pretty good, but the thing I don't like the subtitles that Hulu has.
Because they don't be matching.
Well, either they don't be matching or they just be like, I don't know, it's just, I don't like the way they look on the screen. Like, they're not as clean and crisp as Crunchyroll.
Some of them just be not even saying the right. Like, that is not what that just said. Like,
I don't know what he said, but it didn't sound right.
No, that's what I'm saying. I'd be watching English and I'd be like, that is not what's said. Like,
yeah. Oh, yeah, they just be like, I'm going to put something that's similar.
Yeah, it sounds like that could have been it.
But yeah, man, so, I mean, anime's still going on pretty strong.
No, so, because it's now over and the movies need to be coming out. If I would have watched Demon Slayer week by week, I would have not have got through it.
I did.
No, you say I watched it. I watched it week to week.
I couldn't have. It was very, this season, like, I get it, it was a training arc, like, so it's, like, it's not, like, that many fights.
It was definitely
like
slower, but.
There was only, like, 3 episodes that were really needed. Because they did, like, all the other Hashiras, you didn't really learn about them. You learn about Giyu and the Stone Hashira, like, their backstories and why the way they are, and that was good. But everyone else, like.
Yeah, and then I guess you learn a little bit about the Wind Hashira, too.
I mean, then they got powers, so.
Yeah, no, they ain't got nothing. He ain't got no powers.
No, see, like I said, like that video I sent you. How the hell is he making tornadoes show up and there's craters in the ground if he ain't got power? You telling me that nigga's doing that for swinging a sword?
Yeah,
like,
I didn't see that.
The craters aren't there either.
Oh yeah, won't show for me, but yeah.
The craters aren't there either.
Yeah,
they're just a visual effect.
Like at that point, like I'm just like nah. Powers, because like that's the serpent dude. Like, how is his snake going through cutting off everyone's heads it's not even a straight line. It's over there and over there and back there. Like,
well, the snake is real. He actually has a snake.
Yeah, the snake has blades.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The snake has blades. The snake has a pocket knife.
But
snake is a
one of the fangs come out as a sword.
Is like, lizard is really just a lizard with one arm.
Right. Yeah, dude. But I am excited to see these movies, yes, though, because they're supposed to be going in like swimwear.
Man, they better make them all together. Because
I hate
it's everything. 1 year at a time.
They're gonna give you that. They're gonna give you the Attack on Titan treatment. They're gonna give you that. Like,
well, it looks like I ain't watching Demon Slayer for 3 years.
I just don't like how, because I saw this, like, who's going against who. I don't like how I saw how Tanjiro would be going against Akaza or whatever his name is. I don't
number
like.
Three?
Yeah, I don't like how he's not going against number one.
Yeah, though. He needed to go against number one.
Like, that's what I don't like. Like,
yeah, he needed to go against him. Number one. That's I was kind of like that too. Like, why?
Like
it shows all their recipe is showing that there's got to be some connection
between them two.
To these two. No.
Nah, he ain't fighting.
He's gonna fight Muzan. Which, I mean,
he should be fighting.
Yeah, he's gonna fight Muzan.
Well, I think everybody's gonna kind of fight Muzan, aren't they?
Yeah, they're gonna get their ass beat.
Yeah. And then Tanjiro, Himikami Kage, right? You know, get that nigga. But
he's just swinging his sword very hard.
I haven't watched I haven't checked out the manga yet. So.
No, I haven't watched the manga. No, I'm just talking about, like, I was like, that's just like, he always does that shit. Mm-hmm. You know, Himikami Kage, and then he slices the niggas' heads off. The whole. Like, cause I get him, cause you know he's about to be the new Sun Hashira, and he's but like, why are you fighting number three and not your great great grandfather or whatever?
He has to beat Muzan afterwards.
Yeah, but
yeah, you think you beat number one? Yeah, but you think you beat number one, his great 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 grandfather, and then Muzan?
Luffy didn't fight King and then fight Kaido. His number two fought Kaido. He fought some peons and then he went to the main.
But Luffy didn't even fight like number three. He just went straight to Kaido.
Because Luffy's that nigga. I'm just saying. You don't always. This ain't Power Rangers. You ain't gonna fight the weak link and then fight the main character.
You're gonna be tired.
Yeah, you'll be tired. Like these
things
don't have
I feel
powers.
Like. But
yeah, that's true. Yeah, they do. I feel like
that's true. I mean, that's why they gotta all jump these niggas. They got to jump them all.
That was dope though, like, because they were about to get that nigga, like, because first of all, that nigga got blown up and his pants even regenerated, which was wild. That nigga got.
Hey, what kind of fabric?
Yeah, what kind of fabric is that? Like
what's that shit made out of? Like,
but when they all showed up and they were about to take him out, and that whoever the doom. Player is, yeah, apparently they're real strong too and they're fighting them too, but
he's like dead.
No,
the lady, the yeah. one that
no
she's alive. Oh. She's the one that opened the door for him.
Yeah, she's the reason why they all fell through.
But the other dude that kind of has a similar ability that was hitting the drums,
oh,
I think
yeah.
He's
he, dead. Yeah, oh yeah, he's gone dead. He gone, yeah. You know, because that's when Tanjiro was water that wasn't there.
Nah,
to slice that nigga's head off.
You know, that was just a powerful stroke of the sword.
Like, these niggas are that strong that they are making, like,
bro, you just need to start swinging swords.
That's what I was about to say.
Hey, you see your old bro is pretty buff.
I mean, yeah, he's swinging sword hard.
Yeah,
but then it's crazy is how all those other, like, Demon Slayer like trainees were like, bro, they all like you. Like,
yeah,
you know, if they flip me, they might have a chance of living.
Yeah, you're at least going to see a demon. You know what I mean?
But that's what I'm saying. Like, because I think we brought this up one time, like. Before, no one has seen upper moons, no one has seen lower moons, but Tanjiro comes around and now they just pop up like it's
all the way.
Yeah. They'd be like, this nigga's here. Like, I'm not. Nah, bruh. Sound Hashira lost an arm. Rengoku dead. Like,
just the way that I'm thinking, because first of all, old boy is looking for them specifically.
Like, oh, yeah.
I'm looking for y'all. And then on top of that, he's got the same type of earrings as number one. So it was like, oh, them earrings look kind of familiar.
Earrings and the mark.
Yeah, and the mark. Like, this boy looking a little familiar.
Which apparently he get, like, him, when he fights with them, other people can get the mark too. Which I think I missed something on that because I don't understand.
Well, it was only a certain amount of Hashiras are able to unlock that, but nobody's ever unlocked it ever since the number one nigga. That's until really Tanjiro came up. That's until what Tanjiro,
this whole season was about.
Yeah, until Tanjiro came up.
Was trying to unlock that mark.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, because like when other people fight with Tanjiro, they it unlocks. But
well, yeah, that's because they're finally fighting an upper rank. Yeah, they ain't never fighting no upper rank before. Niggas. Yeah.
We about to die. I need to do something.
Yeah, they ain't never been pushed like that before. They was fighting peons.
Activation syndrome.
See, and just back to the no power thing. That nigga with the mist literally disappeared. Like,
man, what he did, he was kicking up dirt.
His sword really fast.
Really fast. He was kicking up
that
dirt.
That nigga straight up disappeared into the mist, and that demon was like, where did he go?
He swung so fast, he created mist.
There's a lot of sand out there, so he was just picking it up as he was sending
it. Had a leaf blower going.
He was spinning particles. That's how fast he was swinging.
He was actually moving his sword through the dirt.
Swinging it at their eye.
Yeah. That nigga literally, like, but you know what? Also, so they got, like, I guess Muzan always has an upper six because there's a new four, five, and six. Like,
oh, yeah. No, that's right, because that's, oh boy, that's Zenitsu getting ready to fight.
He's number five.
Huh. Yeah. No, that's true. I wouldn't even think about it like that.
Yeah, well, that's it for today. Thanks again, everyone, for listening. This is TTIGR, That Time I Got Reincarnated Podcast with Rashawn, Jamal, and Devontae. And to get more content, you can check us out on YouTube, Spotify, Amazon Podcasts, and more. So until next time, take it easy.